Track 2. Unit 2. Language and Society. Listening A. Listening for main ideas and details.
Hello and welcome to Forum. As part of our ongoing series on language in the USA, we are joined today by Western Massachusetts University graduate student Lenny Matlin, who is doing his PhD work on social dialects and identity, especially African American vernacular. Lenny Matlin, welcome to Forum.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Matlin, can you give our listeners a little background on where you grew up?
I'm from Kissimmee, Florida, a small town near Disney World. That's where I call home, and I've lived here in Amherst for 6 years.
So, do you feel that people up here speak a different dialect than you?
Well, sure. Growing up in rural Florida, all my neighbors were African Americans, and so were most of my classmates. From an early age, I spoke African American English, so no one really told me I was speaking in a dialect because we all spoke the same way.
Uh-huh, that's interesting. How did you feel about your dialect when you first came here?
Well, Amherst is not very multicultural, so when I first got here, there were very few African Americans on campus. People were very friendly, but they stereotyped me because of the way I looked.
Really? What do you mean?
Oh, you know, hip-hop culture was really popular on campus. So some people tried speaking to me in the slang they picked up from popular music, like Outkast, or from TV dramas like The Wire.
So, you're saying they liked the way you talked?
Well, yes, but it's complicated. To be honest, when I got older, I didn't really use African American English anymore outside my neighborhood. To get ahead academically, my teachers made me speak and write standard English dialect. So that's what I learned and used in class. But people up here stereotyped me based on the color of my skin. I didn't even listen to much hip-hop growing up. I was in the orchestra. And that made me feel pretty self-conscious. So whenever I opened my mouth, I could see they were disappointed. And sometimes I would have to go into this long explanation about my background. I got kind of tired of it.
What kind of things would they say?
Oh, you know, things like...
Like what would they say?
People would say things like dope and funky fresh.
Oh, I see.
But the thing is, like I said, those words are examples of slang spoken mostly by teenagers. African American dialect is more than just slang, which changes really quickly. African American English is pretty complex. It has its own semantics, syntax, and phonology. It's not ungrammatical, and the standard English dialect is actually no better than African American English.
That's interesting. Can you give our listeners some examples?
Sure. Like, for example, I might say, "I never be looking for that," in African American English. But in the standard dialect, it would be, "I usually never look for that."
Oh, I see.
And for pronunciation, I would say, "axed," instead of "asked."
Uh-huh. So do you have many chances to speak African American English now?
I do in my lectures and with a few people on campus. And of course, I do when I visit friends and family back in Florida. I feel more at home in my dialect. But mainly here on campus, I use the standard variety of English because that's what's expected of me.
So it sounds like you want to keep your dialect.
Well, yes, of course. It's an important part of who I am. It's part of my identity. But I'm also a member of the academic community. So I'm comfortable in both.